you are positioned perfectly for the next 10, 20 years as this nation ages rapidly and people want their life back, their looks back, their health back, their mobility back, eliminate pain, and really just feel good as they age. All right, welcome to The Pursuit of Profit, the podcast for people who want to build profitable businesses without guessing, gambling, or learning the hard way. Today, we're talking about something bigger than wellness. We're talking about category creation. My guest is Dr. Ann Edwards, founder of Theranu Restorative Spa, a brand redefining what wellness franchises look like. Ann has built a flagship location generating over $1 million in annual revenue, combining hands-on therapeutic care like physical therapy, massage, stretch, and skin services with advanced biorestorative technologies like cryotherapy, infrared sauna, compression, and LED light therapy. This isn't a med spa. It's not a massage chain, and it's not a clinic. It's a hybrid model bridging the gap between medical recovery and day spa wellness. In this episode, we'll unpack how Ann identified the gap between healthcare and wellness, why recurring memberships are the economic engine of the business, and what the real margins look like in a $1 million flagship location. If you're interested in wellness, recurring revenue, semi-absentee potential, or category-defining franchise models, this one's worth your attention. Yes, it's a young brand, one location, we call it embryonic, but it's worth listening to. All right, let's get into it. So welcome. Thanks for coming on the show. I know you're busy building your brand. And
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So doing some research, right? You're a doctor of physical therapy who built a wellness franchise. You're doing 7 figures annually. Kudos to you. What I've learned is that you're not actually a med spa. You're not a clinic. So for me and the audience, what is your brand? What is Theranu? What exactly are you building?
Yeah, you're right. We don't really fit into either of those categories. We are a really nice blend of the two with a very holistic, natural emphasis. So my background is I'm a doctor of physical therapy. So it really is my physical therapy lens that has shaped the brand. And as a physical therapist, you're trained to look at the whole body. You're trained to look at what all is going on with this client. If they're coming in for neck pain, it might not just be their neck. It could be their feet. It could be their hips. So we're looking at the whole picture. And then I've taken that a step further that you got to know what's going on inside the body as well. If you have nutritional deficiencies, tons of stress, different postures and positions, things like that are going to perpetuate these types of problems. So we built Theranu to help solve that problem of bringing things together in more of a modern way than traditional physical therapy is doing. So we're bringing in high-tech wellness. So we've got whole body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED, salt room, all of that blended with a physical therapy experience. Plus, of course, blending restorative massage in with that as well.
That's excellent. Yeah, I love it. And we're going to drill down on those services because you offer more than I've ever seen. Pursuit of Profit is brought to you by Phrenosity. If franchise ownership is on your radar, whether you're buying your first unit or expanding your portfolio, the most important step is getting clarity before you invest. At Phrenosity, we provide free franchise consulting to help you identify the right opportunity based on your goals, lifestyle, financial position, income needs, your risk tolerance, and long-term vision or legacy. We work with you to develop investment objectives and build a strategy designed specifically for you. There's no cost, just expert guidance. We're compensated by the seller, just like a realtor. Visit Phrenosity.com to book your free consultation call. Thank you. Now help me with the name. Where's the name come from? All right, so Theranu.
Yeah, we were called Restore Therapy Spa before we became Theranu. So we were all about restorative. I felt like Theranu had that vibe. We're therapeutic. We're a new take on therapeutic.
And you happen to be Ann, right?
So why not?
That is so cool. So as a physical therapist, you're reminding me of another guest we had in the show, and I'll explain why. So we had a guest in the show, and she did ABA speech therapy. And I'm sensing a likeness to you where it's like, look, I was a physical therapist. I'm seeing all these disciplines broken up into little pieces and parts. I want them under one roof.
Absolutely. I mean, this happened very organically where we were adding services here and there that I felt like my patients needed. And it all just started blending. So the way I look at it is, let's say we've got, you know, a strip mall where you've got, let's say you've got a massage spa, and next door, you've got maybe a facial spa. And next door to that, you've got a physical therapy center. And next door to that, you've got an IV center. The client can choose that I'm going to be a member of all five of these different businesses, and I can have five different memberships and have five different relationships, or I can just go to Theranu and have one core relationship where I get to know the providers. I can get all of those services under one roof, under one membership where I can choose where I want to go with my membership that month. Like maybe I want a massage one month, maybe I want a facial the next month. And then the beauty of it is that the providers are collaborating and talking to each other. So we've got, instead of this sporadic piecemeal care, we're bringing
absolutely,
it all together.
Because those four units in the strip mall do not speak to each other at all. But
no,
if you're doing those things under one roof, you're starting to learn about the client. So the client is now under your roof. One minute they're doing whole body cryotherapy. The next minute they're doing some red light therapy, some LED light therapy, right? And then for whatever reason, maybe it's upper respiratory issues or they don't feel well, they're in your salt room. So there's a lot of services here. So on the website, we have these core services. What do you mean by core? Is it like if you enroll here, these are the services that you're going to get?
Core services are more of the machine-based biohacking. A provider is not necessarily required for that service. So this is going to be for the owner of the business, a little bit cheaper to deliver that service. We also have unlimited core memberships where you can come in and do as many cores as you would like in a month. So that's very popular. And then there are nice additions where you create spa days, combining those core services with the provider, like a massage or a facial. So it feels like a bigger experience for the client where they're getting a lot of different problems addressed at the same time. So the core services, to name them, are whole body cryotherapy, infrared sauna, the LED light therapy, compression therapy, and the salt room are our main ones. We also could potentially offer something like a massage chair if IV is offered. That is completely optional. And then we've got three specialized services where we use a tech. So those services, contrast relief is the first one. This is probably one of our most popular services. It only takes 10 minutes. Gel is applied to the area that the client's concerned about. So let's say they come in with neck pain. Put some gel on there. And then think of an ultrasound treatment. But it's just alternating hot and cold for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Great for pain. So a lot of our clients love that. We also have a localized cryo. That's just the cold air blowing on the area, again, for 10 minutes. And then we do a TheraFresh facial. So that's a really nice treatment where it's cold air on the face, the scalp, and the neck and décolleté. All those services are $45.
Really?
Paying out of pocket.
Wow, you made this affordable. So body work therapy. I want to go through these because I want the audience to understand you have not seen anything like this. I'm in this industry 25 years. No one is doing what you're doing. Massage therapy, physical therapy, dry needling, stretch therapy, reflexology, and Reiki.
Yeah. So of course, the physical therapy, dry needling is my background. That is where all of this started. I opened a practice where I was doing just dry needling all day.
Explain it. What is it exactly? What are you doing with dry needling?
Yeah. So dry needling is using a very fine needle to release the tension in muscles. So we all have knots in our upper traps. That's a very common place where you feel for that knot, go right in and touch it with the needle. The client doesn't even feel the needle, but you will feel that muscle respond. You're going to get a twitch response. So that muscle reacts and then it automatically shuts down and is relaxed. So you might have one or two knots in that area. I've seen people with 40, 50 knots in one muscle. So you just go through and gradually clear the minefield and release all of those regions. And it's remarkable results. It is equivalent to 10 massages that you can get in a 30-minute session. So that caught on like wildfire. Clients were referring their friends, their family, and everything. And so that's one of our main services. And then the physical therapy is an option for those that are a little shy with needles. So we can certainly treat any of the pain conditions or issues with our hands instead. So that is an option. The massage side, our focus is a restorative massage. So we hire massage therapists that want to fix problems. We don't want to just do the relaxation. Our goal is people coming in with pain, with problems that we want to fix. So we have our massage therapists with lots of different specialties, and each location can really mold that based on the talent that they get. So we have myofascial massage. Lymphatic is very popular. That's really great for post-surgical detoxification. We have one therapist who does TMJ massage, helping with different jaw conditions. We have one that offers an oncology massage. So really, you can just mold that to fit what you can offer and what your clients are looking for. And then the stretch therapy can be offered by the massage therapist or the physical therapist. Okay. So can the reflexology and so can the Reiki. So it looks like a lot of services from the client's perspective, but from the owner's perspective, you have talent and therapists that are able to offer a wide range.
It's one person with a lot of tools in the toolbox, right?
Yes, which lowers the complexity a lot.
Because you're right. It sounds like this is labor intensive. But it actually isn't, because that one person licensed to do the following can touch on so many of these services.
Absolutely. Yes. And you're not training those therapists. They already know how to do their job. And if they want to do a specialty, they go to a course, they earn their CEUs, they learn how to do the different specialties, right, and then they can offer it in your spa.
Is dry needling like the Western world's version of acupuncture, or not even close?
It, in my opinion, and this is very controversial, in my opinion, they're two separate animals. The way that I look at the body and treat a muscular condition is completely different than the way an acupuncturist looks at the body and treats that same condition. Even though we're both using needles, I'm looking at it as, this muscle is a problem. I want to fix the knot in this muscle, and that will make their pain go away. The acupuncturist, from my understanding, is that they're looking at the meridians, the flow of energy in the body, and they're looking to improve that in order to fix that pain condition. Very different. Both are very valid. I think acupuncture is fantastic.
Yeah, my wife has done acupuncture for knee pain. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of this stuff works. I just think that people need to be open-minded. And thankfully, people are waking up, right? Obviously, businesses like yours would not have a single client 15 years ago. Nobody. Like, they would come in for a massage. They would reject everything else as crazy. The same way we treated yogis back in the 70s when we laughed at them. Now everyone does yoga and Pilates, but we laughed at them. They were crazy. They're like tree-loving, crazy people. No, they were actually onto something that is thousands of years old that actually helps you age gracefully with mobility, avoid injury. Like, people don't realize the power of just yoga, right? It's great. So now it takes us to skin therapy. And again, I just want to riff them. Holistic spa facial, hydrofacial, facial peels, nanoneedling, cryolift facial, cryosculpt, and then TheraWrap, TheraScrub. Like, you really, I'm telling you, you get granular with this stuff.
We do, yes. And the basis of our skin therapy is not just treating the surface of the skin, but looking deeper. So we use the Osmosis brand, and they have a skin mapping protocol that we follow. So the estheticians are trained to look at the skin, and let's say there is acne on the forehead. That means there's a certain thing going on with, I don't remember the specifics, but let's say the liver. So the liver is challenged, and that's creating their acne on the forehead. So it guides them towards, you know, let's work on detoxification. Acne in general sometimes is a dairy allergy. Sometimes it's pulling back on dairy and their skin clears up. So it's little things here and there that we can guide the clients towards in order to not just make their skin look good, which is great, but fix what's going on the inside, which is going to make them feel better and be healthier.
People love facials. I mean, you have multiple standalone brands within one brand. I mean, there are brands that just do facials. That's it. There are brands that just do tanning. Right. There are brands that just do lymphatic drainage massage. So you're offering all these different services under one roof. It's powerful, which now takes us to nutrient therapy, right? The nutrient IV, the NADs, which I'd love for you to expand on, nutrient injections, and then bioenergetic testing. So good stuff there.
It is, yes. So that's a newer thing that we've added in the past few years, and it's really starting to take off. It's something that in our area didn't exist as of a few years ago. So we're at the point, and I know in some larger towns, they're everywhere. We've got IV jars and all of that, but it's really just, it's nutrients being infused into the body through an IV, and or we offer injections where you can get a B12 injection. We do lipotropic injections. Those are our biggies. We'll do biotin for skin, vitamin C. We have an immune one that's really nice. That is an optional service because that, of course, ups the complexity considerably. But we've talked to some who are, you know, in that field, different nurses. And I mean, that's really they're excited about.
Interesting. So what just happened with nutrient therapy? We just added a complexity to the business where now we need a phlebotomist or someone that could create an injection site with an IV. Is that what just happened? We changed licensing requirements?
Yeah, we have to add a medical director. So we have a nurse practitioner that oversees the entire department. And then we have RNs that deliver the IV. So that varies state by state on who you have to hire and what the oversight has to be. But it really wasn't that difficult to set up. It was, you know, meeting the right person, and we put out an ad and got a relationship with a great nurse practitioner who helps us out.
I love talking about the labor model. So up to this point, everyone was really physical therapist, massage therapist, esthetician. Is this someone on payroll or no? This is an oversight role. They're not actually in my building. They're overseeing. That's really important for people to understand, because a lot of people are like, oh man, I got to hire all these people. You're not actually doing it. And we deal with this in medical weight loss. The person isn't working in your building 24/7. They're overseeing. So you're kind of doing the same thing, which is good to know that you're not destroying your labor model, because you could very easily, if you had these people full-time and you were covering 100% of their salary, your labor numbers would be through the roof.
Absolutely. Yeah, we just set up a relationship with her, and she's available for a few hours a week whenever she's always available to our nurses, which is wonderful. She's available for consults with our clients. If they have any red flag conditions, then they have to go to her and get cleared for the IV first.
What's interesting, I love your item 19, by the way. I love how transparent you are. I don't know if you did it intentionally, but a lot of times I have to get it out of them on the show. And a lot of times they don't even know what their number one service is. According to your item 19, the lion's share of your revenue comes from massage therapy, which was 39%. It was about $250,000. Number two was the physical therapy and the dry needling. So you could see how powerful that service is. And that's your core competency, right? Your number three are almost all equally weighted or will be skin therapy, nutrient therapy, and then all the core services that we started with. They're almost tied for your number three. And then lastly, would be stretch. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So here's how I envision your business. Overwhelmingly, people come in for massage therapy, and then they start to learn about your menu. And then you're learning about the client. And you're like, you know what you should do? You should really meet with my physical therapist. And then it evolves into cross-pollination, cross-selling, and really helping them with their overall issue. Because like you said, you can't massage away decades of bad posture, right?
Yeah. And you nailed it. I mean, that's exactly how the model has evolved. And that's the trends that we're seeing, that they're coming in for massage. We do have ways that we help to guide the clients towards the rest of the services. First is we train all of our staff to do recommendation forms. So every time they come in, there is a small form on their chart, and they will fill out when they want to see that person again. Like, I want to see you in 2 weeks or 4 weeks for another massage. But I'm also recommending that, yes, you see the physical therapist. And I think if you do infrared sauna before our next massage, I'm going to be able to go deeper on your massage. You're going to have less discomfort. So they're trained in how to cross-sell.
Love that.
The other method we have is something called a restorative roadmap. So that is where they get to sit down with one of our wellness guides and we go through what are your goals. We have a sheet they fill out and they check off some boxes, their top three goals. And then we want to know what's their urgency. How quickly do they want to fix this? We want to know their time constraints. We want to know their financial constraints. So then we sit them down and we talk through that. We give them a tour of the facility. And then we can give them, this is the top service I think you should do X amount of times per week for this number of weeks. And then we go down the list. And then we can put together packages, memberships, that's going to help them save money and help them get better.
Love it. Very cool. The membership, I was super impressed. So doing some math, stop me if I'm wrong, but this is my calculation. 40% of your total revenue is from people paying for a membership.
Oh, I would say that, yes.
That's incredible. And a lot of brands that come into franchising are not membership brands. They're a la carte brands, right? And they're hoping that the customer will come back. But you've created a monthly membership model where 40% of your revenue is coming from membership. So on your site, you have like signature. The affordability is incredible to me. It's $119 a month. You can't join Club Pilates for less than $300 a month. $300 a month. You're $119 a month. I want you to give me an example of if a client came in today and said, I'm signing up for Signature. They're getting one premium service and two core services. Give me the name of the premium service. What would be very typical for a Signature client paying $119 a month?
Yeah, I would say the 60-minute massage is going to be, that's always going to be the most popular service. So they're going to get that 60-minute massage. And then the core services they get to choose from are the whole list that we went through before, the whole body cryo, infrared sauna, biomat, compression. So I feel like what really differentiates us is that maybe you are going to a massage spa and you're paying that maybe a similar fee for a monthly massage, but you're not getting those two services to go along with it. So it's like you get this little mini spa day once a month, not just your massage.
Love it.
Then we're building relationships with those clients. So, I mean, we know a good number of the clients coming in. We know them. We know their family. We know the name of their dog.
This is interesting. Is there an average ticket or because 40% of your revenue comes from memberships or no, there is an average. Like what is an average ticket in your business model?
It is tough to figure out because once you're in that membership, so the one we just described, at 119, let's divide that by three. And that's how the system is going to, it's going to give an equal value to each service.
Okay.
So it's, which isn't really accurate.
Right. So $60 a service.
Right. So, but really we're getting the bulk of that income is we need to put towards that massage because that's where we have to pay the massage therapist. The infrared sauna is very cheap for us to deliver. We're just paying a tech to help them out. It's very, you know, cheap to run. So that's been a little bit more difficult to figure out. But most people coming in are above 100, I would say,
per service.
And it could be like the physical therapy dry needling cost is double what a massage is. We get an hour massage equals 30 minutes of physical therapy. So that ticket will be much higher. Like if you look at it on an hourly basis, what you can make in an hour for PT versus massage is double.
Okay, got it. Right. And I misquoted. On the signature at 119, you said if you divide it by three, right? So it would be like, yes. 40, which is what we said before.
Yes.
It's like $40. You're doing this for $40? Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I think the price is like maybe low or it's not low relative to all the services that you offer. You would know. It's your market. You'll know where the price point is, what the market will bear. It seems very affordable to me.
It is. And I mean, and it matches where we are. If we were moving into, like we're talking to somebody in Northern Virginia right now, you know, right outside DC, and they're going to need to bump their prices up to match the market. And then if we were in, you know, a much smaller area, we might even want to go down. So it's a very flexible model where we just have to make sure that all of the margins make sense when it comes to the memberships and packages. We want to be competitive. We don't want to be the cheapest in town either.
That's right. Well, yeah, I mean, let's be honest. These services, let's just say trailing 5 years, were really available to the upper middle class of the affluent market. Mainstream America was not discussing LED red light therapy, right? We went from vanity, I just want to look good, to vitality, I want to live longer. So this shift has occurred, right? It used to just be, oh my God, look at my face. It has a Hollywood glow. You look great. Now it's like, no, I need to look great and I want to feel great. And that is very different from how this movement started. People want to get deeper than just the skin. What's causing these issues, right? And that's all vitality.
Right.
Podcasting alone has brought this to the forefront. Look at Huberman, look at Atiya, look at Osprey, look at all these anti-aging longevity biohacking experts. They're educating the average person on, you could live this way. What's your male-female mix? I'm curious, because I'm seeing more men embracing this stuff like me. What are you seeing as a mix of male-female in the store?
We certainly have a lot of men coming in. I mean, our primary demographic is women between 40 to 60, but I would say we're maybe a third men.
Okay.
The physical therapy and the massage. They love cryo. They love sauna.
Is cryotherapy painful?
I wouldn't say it's painful. I mean, it's shocking at first. I've probably done it 500 times now, and I'm fine. It's a mental thing to get through, I think. You just have to tell yourself that you're fine.
Anne, are you doing the chamber, neck down, mittens on, protecting the feet, protecting the fingers? The head out model. Okay. And it's electric. You're smart. I heard it's insanely expensive to manage a nitrogen tank like that.
Was it a nightmare. Yeah, because, yeah, and the nitrogen tanks, you never really know what you're going to get. I said it was like an extra employee. You weren't sure if they were going to show up for work or not. Sometimes the tank wouldn't work and then you were out. Sometimes they would just kind of blow up and there would be noise.
Really?
Spouting. Yeah, yeah. It was, as soon as we found out about the electric, we were one of the first to get the CTN e-cabin. Have not looked back.
Good for you.
I love it.
Good. Yeah, I've heard this from other people. The benefits of cryotherapy. Is it all about removing inflammation?
I see that as the main benefit. It speeds up the circulatory process. So it shuttles everything into your core. It cleans up that blood, reduces that inflammation, and then gives you fresh blood coming out with extra oxygen and, you know, all the good stuff.
Interesting.
And I mean, you get the endorphin rush afterwards as well. So you feel fantastic.
We have clients that would buy something like this just because they want to use it. There's a lot of people today that are saying, I want to look at a business that my family and I could benefit from, and it could help us just live healthier, more productive lives. This is that model. And it's a legacy model.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge draw. And I mean, it's fantastic that you can go in and use all of those services, get massages, get your skin taken care of. It's a great perk.
Okay. So I have two myths that I like to bust with you. I'm sensing that this store is big. Okay. There's a lot going on here. So in my head, I'm like, this is thousands of square feet of space, and this is a lot of employees. So let's myth bust that. What is the optimal square footage of a Theranu?
I would say around 2,500 square feet would be optimal. We've gotten the model down to 2,000 where it can be operable. That is with the bare bones. That's without IV therapy, without salt room. So pretty much just those main services. So 2,500 to 3,000, I think, could be perfect.
Okay, got it. All right, so it's not as crazy large as one would think with all these services and rooms and privacy and all that stuff. Labor. And when I mean labor, I mean on payroll at the same time. A lot of founders give me their labor number, and it's the total number of employees that are employed by the company. I'm looking for how many people are on payroll at the same time. So a lot of times someone will tell me 15 employees. I'm like, you have 15 people on payroll right now if I walked in your location? And they're like, no, there'll only be five. I'm like, that's the number I'm looking for.
So we would have one manager. We would have someone at the front desk. That's two. We would have one CSS. That's three. So that is our support staff, those three. And then we've got providers. So we've got one physical therapist. We've got probably three to four massage therapists there right now. And then we have one esthetician.
Okay, so let's just say eight. Right? So if you have eight employees on payroll, you may actually have 15, 16 total employees. What, right? In total. Do you know that?
We're more like little upwards of 20. Fine. But some of them are just a few hours a week.
Right.
So we've got a lot of very part-timers.
Okay, got it. All right, great. So you're eight, like you need eight people to do seven figures. You need eight people. Mm-hmm. Got it. Yeah. Right. And you, to manage the eight and to have no interruption in services and not cancel all the time, you're going to need 20 people to reach into to always have a maintenance of eight on payroll.
Yeah, to get those rooms booked up. And we're 7 days a week model. So it's just enough to plug into those rooms every day because that's where you're making your money.
Okay, you're 7 days a week. What are you looking at hours-wise?
Yeah, we're 10 to 7, 10 to 6, and then 10 to 5 on Sunday.
All right, good. Item 7, I'm showing $399 to $639.
That's our best estimate. We have a design and construction company that's validating those numbers for us. But it really depends how big your space is, what location for build out and everything. I would say maybe around about $500,000 would be a nice average amount to expect. A big chunk of that is equipment. So like your whole body cryo machine, that's $90,000. Wow. So that's your biggie. And I would recommend leasing that instead of just outright buying it to save some capital. A couple other machines that are $30,000, you know, finance those.
You provide those companies that lease this type of equipment? You have all these connections?
We do.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I want to get to the item 19. And just for the audience, I'm going to touch on some things here. The item 19, very impressive, $1,053,000 out of the corporate flagship location. How many square feet is that location?
That's the close to 3,500.
Okay, so that's a little bit bigger. So 35, and mm-hmm. again, you did that in the beginning. You didn't know how big or small you could get the model. So a couple of highlights on this business, doing some analysis here. Your rent, everyone's saying her rent is expensive. Really? Her rent is only 4.8%. of top line gross. That's half of what it should be. Everyone mm-hmm. wants to be at least 10% or less on rent. You're 4.8%. Your payroll, we just riffed all your payroll and everyone's like, wow, that's a lot of payroll. She's 43%. 43.4% payroll. That is right in line with even a massage hand in stone or a massage envy.
Yeah.
And you're doing way more than massage envy will ever offer their customers. Net income. Again, this item 19, folks, is very transparent. So on $1,053,000 in revenue, payroll is 43%, rent is 4.8%, and then you have a net of 16.6%, which quite frankly is better than the net that you would see in a standalone massage therapy business. Massage therapists are lucky to net 15% to the bottom line. What I also love about your P&L, she's the founder. She pays royalties and she pays into the brand fund and does local store marketing. It's all in the P&L, which I think is interesting because I'll say 75, 85% of founder-owned locations do not pay royalties and brand funds. So I love that you're doing it. And I love that it's baked into the P&L because that's what I'm buying as an investor. I have to pay royalties. Right. Why exclude them? I have to pay marketing fees. It's very mm-hmm. impressive. I like what you've built here. I really do.
Thank you.
I wish you great success. I love that you are a disruptor. I love that you put all of this under one roof. And I can see that in your item 19, again, these numbers just keep growing year after year after year. You added 2022, 2023, 2024. How did you do in 25 now that we've closed the books on 25?
It's the same trend where it's about 20%
growth.
Good for
you. So your new item 19 may show like 1.2 million.
Oh yeah.
Good for you. I love it. This is great. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed having you on the show. I love this. This is the beauty of being in this business. I get to learn all these new brands, what's out there, who's challenging the status quo. People are looking for that. I'm looking for a legacy. I'm in my 50s. I'm looking back at my life. Like I wrote code in a cubicle. It's not really making me feel like I contributed to something. I'm looking for that legacy. Like, how can I help my community? How do I add value? A lot of people are looking for that feel good, give back brand with the balance of I want a good lifestyle and I need to make a living. The investor is changing in the way they look at brands and the way they see the world. I think you are positioned perfectly for the next 10, 20 years as this nation ages rapidly and people want their life back, their looks back, their health back, their mobility back, eliminate pain, and really just feel good as they age.
I agree.
And can't thank you enough. Yeah, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for watching Pursuit of Profit, brought to you by Phrenosity. Franchise ownership is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. The right strategy can accelerate wealth. The wrong one can set you back years. If franchise ownership is on your radar, whether you're buying your first unit or planning to scale, the most important step is getting clarity before you invest. Do not make a six or seven figure decision without the right guidance. At Phrenosity, we offer free franchise consulting to help you evaluate opportunities, avoid costly mistakes, and build a clear strategy for long-term profitability. Visit Phrenosity.com to book your free call. We look forward to working with you.